Welcome. It's your three strikes. I'm back doing a three strikes for the first time in months. I relegated them behind gutter shows, actually. That's the reason you haven't heard them. Because every time we were about to do a three strikes, Harriet said to me, or you can do a gutter. And I go, I'll do a gutter. But there's nothing wrong with a good old three strikes. And I've got a mature room with me to handle some mature topics. The old beyond his years, Josh Sexton, is looking at me worried. Ian Salmon and San Shetty. Sanj, I don't think we've done a show for a while. We had a good run at it a few years back, but here you are.
Pre-pandemic, sir.
Pre-pandemic.
That's the last time.
I think we did some Zoomy ones in pandemic, but then again.
But the charisma that me and you bring when we're in...
The electricity.
It's too much for...
It's palpable.
I was going to use exactly
that
word.
Very warm in this room.
there's kind of like, I know people can't see it, but this end of the table, there's a line and that end is just pure charisma.
Condensation on
it's much cooler up here by me and Ian.
Yeah.
Both sort of laid back.
Oh, enough already with the jokes.
And ironically, Josh is the most mature person here.
Exactly. And we need, like, I need to tell you what strikes we're doing. The three topics I cobbled together last night whilst thinking about this show for the first time. A little peek behind the curtain there. We're going to talk about, and I'll think about what order in a second, we're going to talk about the relegation fight, because I did watch the relegation games last night, how exciting it's getting, how frustrating it's getting. The end, the holy grail is the Blues going down, and we'll discuss the likelihood of that happening or not in a sec. Another of the strikes I want to talk about, and I didn't know how to sort of, what's the word, title this one, is the VAR penalty checking thing. Let's call it that. Moisey kicked off the other week when Thiago, as I call him, fell over and landed on a football and a bit of his hand touched it. And Moisey went, well, why is they not checking it?
There are rules.
Well, I get he was wrong, but also I get his frustration in as much as a fan in the ground. You often see a near penalty thing. And my main frustration is, if I think it's a penalty for us, I go, kick the fucking ball out of the ground now so they can check it. It feels like if they keep the ball in play a while, they're never going to go back and do it. I've never seen them go back. Maybe not starting
if they blow
it yet.
The whistle for half time, they won't check the blatant handball that's just happened.
Exactly, and we'll come on to discuss this in precise detail.
I'm derailing the show, Rob.
We'll do it forensically even. The other one, I think we're going to start with, actually, the third but first strike, is the question of the ball in play, time added on thing. Again, to give it a complex title. Just rewind, peeps, to the World Cup, when for the first time we saw time added on in something like a reasonable quantity relative to the stoppages that had been in the actual play. Phil Blundell was telling me just before we came on air, he said, I think it's England-Iran game blew everyone's minds because they added 13 mins on at half time.